As Bills fans know all too well, football is the ultimate game of inches. Whether it's Scott Norwood's kick or the imperceptible difference of a forward or backward pass that became the Music City Miracle, wins, losses, and sports legacies are often determined by the thinnest of margins and the slightest advantages. With this in mind, we'll take a look at the New England Patriots, who kick off the NFL season tonight, and talk to an analyst with a new report on the Patriots' latest scandal, Deflategate. His surprising analysis suggests that the systematic deflating of footballs was likely much more widespread than even a single game or season. Combine his analysis with this week's bombshell ESPN report on the Patriots' previous cheating scandal, Spygate, and it appears likely that we may be witnessing the most prolonged era of cheating in sports history. For those who downplay the importance of Deflategate, it's unlikely that Warren Sharp will be a familiar name. Sharp's an engineer by trade and the operator of the football analytics site SharpFootballAnalysis.com. Sharp analyzed the Patriots' fumble rate over the last 8 years, along with how a seemingly unimportant rule change that occurred prior to the 2006 season coincides with the Patriots going from a middling ball retention team to nearly fumble-proof overnight.
Prior to 2007, when Bill Belichick was the head coach of the New England Patriots, the New England Patriots were basically league average in terms of fumble rates. They sit right in line with all the other teams in the NFL. Starting in 2007, immediately after Jim McNally took over as the locker room attendant, as well as immediately after the rule was changed so that road quarterbacks could control the footballs used in the game, the New England Patriots statistically jumped off the page in terms of how well they held onto the football and did not fumble it. And the odds that they were able to fumble it as least often as they were is statistically improbable, something like the odds of winning a raffle in approximately once in over 6,000 instances.
And since 2000, you found that teams who won the turnover battle win the game 79% of the time, but are there any other explanations for this anomaly under the Belichick and Brady-led Patriots?
Nothing was abnormal during his first tenure there up through 2007. So I thought of something had to start in 2007. Perhaps it was a new technique for carrying the football. Perhaps it was new equipment. But anything that really was introduced like that would have been disseminated around the NFL as assistant coaches left New England to coach for other teams, as players left New England to go to other teams. If there was some sort of a secret trick that would work in terms of ball retention, that would have gone and spread around to other teams, and we really haven't seen that.
Can you tell us how your research has stood up to challenges, if any?
None of them were successful at actually, refuting my two primary points that the Patriots changed dramatically starting in 2007 from A, what they were previously, and B, the rest of the NFL.
So there you have it, or at least you have something. I don't know if we'll ever have that smoking gun or admission of guilt from Tom Brady and the Patriots, but as Sharp points out, the bottom line is something happened in New England. It happened just before the 2007 season, and it completely changed this team. Oh, I should also mention that one of the chief lobbyists to the NFL to enact this rule change was, you guessed it, Tom Brady. And it's likely that it's just a matter of time before yet another whistleblower provides that smoking gun that this something was the result of 7 years of illegally tampering with footballs. When you take into account the increasingly sordid details of Spygate, along with Sharp's analysis, what you have is an uninterrupted 15-year campaign of the Patriots cheating. And it's too bad, because the Patriots were, by most accounts, a very good football team. But we'll probably never know just how good they were, or what the football landscape would have looked like over the last 15 years had they just played by the rules. Whether wins and titles should be vacated will ultimately be a matter of fierce debate. And for the apologists who claim all the accusations are a result of jealousy over the Patriots' success, ask yourself this: whatever happened to the notion of fair play? For WBFO, I'm Matt Sabuda.